기축구몰라가오다바깥내오르비무로가야가빡빡내눈
로봄바 Let's move on.
Let's go. My and let's go.
5, 4, 3, 2
Hello to you. Hello to me. Hello to everybody.Welcome to the Tiger Belly Podcast. Again and again, we do it.
Nah, nah, nah.
Nah, nah. Now, don't say nothing
Sorry.
Until I bring your name
Sorry,
up.
Sorry, I'm so excited.
Da, 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 da. We got Gilbert in the room.
Hey, hey.
He's got a very beautiful brown face. It's like the moon.
Okay.
We got the white piece of shit.
Supremacy.
In the room, his face is pink, and he's married to an Asian girl. And now I have my beautiful girlfriend, Kalila. She's the best.
Kalila.
Kalila.
And we got a guest today. She's married to my friend Tom, but she's the funniest one out of the two.
Oh.
Dina Pazitsky. Give her a round of applause.
Can I just say, I'm so happy to see you guys. I miss comedians. I miss you guys so much. And why are your hands in your pockets?
Because I get nervous around you. I'm like I'm in a job interview or something, or I'm interviewing Michelle Obama.
Oh, stop. Yes.
Earlier upstairs, for the last 2 hours, he's been repeating this. Pazitsky.
Oh, you don't have to say it anymore. But I call you Kalila and not Kalila.
It's okay. My mom does too. She doesn't know how the fuck it's supposed to be pronounced.
And the reason why I do that, because one time years ago, I brought you up on stage.
Yes.
I probably brought this up to you before, but I brought you up on stage and I fucked up your last name.
Yeah.
Is it Pazitsky? And I felt like you,
Pazitsky, yeah.
Yeah, it's Pazitsky.
Yeah, she got it.
Pazitsky.
Pazitsky.
And I thought you were mad at me for years.
Never. I don't give a shit.
But that's it. That's
Who
why.
Who cares? We're
I don't
foreigners.
Really give a shit either. My name is not easy. Plus, you probably have it right because it's supposed to be Khalila. Like Middle Eastern, like Khalila.
What have you guys been doing during the core? What have you been, like, what are your stages of quarantine?
Well, at first there was the deepest of depression.
Yes.
I didn't know what will go on. You look at the news, you go, what go on? Right? I don't know what go
but
on.
But did you panic buy? Did you get?
No.
Did you bake? I went through extreme buying.
You went through the baking?
I did. I mastered cupcakes.
Please don't say bread, kid.
I didn't do fucking bread.
Good.
And I didn't do banana bread because that's basic bitch shit.
Yeah, we don't do banana breads. We ask our other friends to send banana bread, but we don't make it ourselves.
Kay.
If we do make bread, it's soda bread.
But first of all, can I defend banana breads?
Wow.
Yeah.
If somebody called me, it goes, what's up, Bob? Some people call
no
me
No one
that.
Calls you Bob.
Hey, Babalo, Babalo, right? And I go, what's up? They go, I made you right now, right? A loaf of fresh banana bread,
yeah,
right?
Banana bread.
I would be like, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And I would slice it, right? Probably toast it a little bit.
No, you don't toast it, right? Don't you? Listen, I never had it growing up because we're foreigners. We didn't. Do your tribe make?
We didn't grow up with banana bread. We eat bananas as they should be eaten.
Right. Just plain.
Yeah.
Plucked out.
Yeah.
Nature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or what's up with the Mexican fucking banana called the plantain? What's it called?
I love a plantain.
Plantain. The plantain.
I don't like no plantain. First of all.
That's a like a freaking algae, baby.
You go to some like fucking Brazilian thing, right? And you order like some food and then they have a fucking fried banana.
I hate it. I could eat my weight.
Same.
No, you have to go to Versailles and then they give you that.
Oh, I love Versailles.
And then the garlic sauce mixes in with them, and it's naughty.
Just a little sweet.
Just a little, yeah.
But I love myself some banana bread, by the way. I'm defending it.
In the Philippines, we have six versions of banana street food, and one is called banana Q. So it's just it's like saba banana, right? But it's caramelized sugar on top of it and then roasted over open fire. And then the other one is deep fried. It's called pinaypay, where they make it into a fan.
Oh,
and they deep fry it, and then they sprinkle it with sugar. And it's all street food. But we do banana right there.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
I'm a banana freak.
You are.
It's my favorite fruit in the world.
So really? Mm-hmm. I bet your dutes are nice and firm.
What's a dute?
Your dute. Your browns.
Oh, I love brown. I like it when it's like watery and stuff.
Oh, my God. I gave myself diarrhea last week because I had Mexican food for lunch, and then I ate a lot of kimchi for dinner, Korean food.
Well, and now
for
your
dinner.
Gut don't biome is like metal clad.
Yeah, that's what I thought I was doing.
Now, when you have diarrhea, can I ask a question?
Sure.
Yeah. Just go ahead. Curiosity.
Yeah.
So when you have diarrhea, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you? Does it burn?
Oh my God! It burns and cramping. I get intense cramping.
Yeah.
And it burns.
I hear me too.
But my husband doesn't get the cramping. Do you?
Because he's so fat, not right? You don't know where the cramp is because it's such a big area. You know what I mean? It could be here or there.
You should
or anywhere.
See him. He's been working out.
Oh yeah.
A lot.
What kind? What does he do at home?
He weightlifts. Ooh. He's been doing tennis.
Oh wow.
Oh my God, he plays tennis.
I was on a tennis team in high school.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
You guys should play.
I want to play him. Mm-hmm. We should do a bet too.
He looks good. You guys are gonna die. When you see him coming out of this quar, he's strong and mean.
Oh wow.
So now hold on. So you baked as well, you said, for your stage?
I cooked every single Korean dish there was to cook.
You gotta teach me. I'm dying to learn.
I cooked kimchi jjigae. I cooked everything.
How do you do that? Where do you get the recipes?
From either, my best friend is Korean, so her mom.
Ooh.
It just gives me the lowdown on everything. Or I look it up. There's this woman online. Her name's Mangchi.
Mm-hmm.
On YouTube. She's the best.
Where do you get your meats and things? Your kelby?
H-Mart. Oh. See, we live in the valley, so we don't have a lot of Asian options, which is the shitty part about living where we live. So I got to go all the way to either K-Town or Pasadena.
Okay. That's where I give up because I don't want to do that. But I love it.
I also eat Chinese food, too.
You eat Chinese food?
Yesterday, I went to a beautiful place I love called P.E.
P.E.?
You know what it's called? Panda Express. It's delicious. I like the Beijing beef. It's so sweet and crispy.
Do you guys eat fast food?
I have to stop myself from going to McDonald's every time I pass by it. I have to be like, no, that's bad.
Breakfast menu or all of it?
Fuck a breakfast menu. I'm not a breakfast eater.
Oh, you're not?
Not real. I don't like it. That's my least favorite meal of the day.
Egg McMuffin?
Oh, wow.
Don't care. Give me a quarter pounder with cheese. I like two cheeseburgers.
That's like saying I don't like koalas.
Really?
Yeah, see?
Really?
Yeah, saying I don't like an Egg McMuffin is like saying something ridiculous like, I don't like fluffy, beautiful fur creatures.
Don't care.
From the tree.
Don't care. I like a hash brown.
Yeah.
Hash brown's great.
Really good.
I don't like a warm bath. I mean, crazy to say something like that.
Okay, tell me this. What's the most disgusting thing you like to eat? What's like your creation?
Own creation?
Yeah, I'll give you mine just to warm it up.
Yeah.
White rice.
Yeah.
Ketchup.
Oh, the best.
The best.
The best. Really? Also, white rice with a little bit of butter and then ketchup. That's next level.
Whoa.
My best friend and I, we have days that we designate for ketchup and rice and bacon days. Bacon.
Wow.
Rice with a little bit of butter and just ketchup.
That's really
It's the best.
Interesting.
In the world.
I like that.
But I don't feel like that's gross at all.
I feel like it is. I think. Mm-mm. What do you do? Okay, what about this? Ramen with, I would use the ramen noodles as spaghetti. Like when I was too lazy.
That's very just Chrissy Teigen.
Oh, is that?
Yeah, because she likes to fuse.
That is true.
Oh, really?
Like miso spaghetti.
What I do is I make ramen. The other night, I put behind your back. She doesn't like me eating it.
Don't like him eating it three times a day.
I let her fall asleep. And then I go on a ramen espionage.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Ooh.
So I sneak in and she got me a variety.
Oh, I like that. Which one's your favorite?
I don't know what they're called.
Chapaghetti?
Yeah, chapaghetti.
The jajangmyeon with the bean paste.
Yeah. Oh.
But you know what I love to do is I like to, right at the end, when I'm cooking it, it says 4 minutes, you have to cook it, right?
Yeah.
I like to throw in, you know, something extra.
Me too.
Guess what I throw in? A single egg.
Yeah.
Mm. Do you do that?
I do that too.
You
let it
stir
boil.
It a little bit. Yeah, boil. You let it stir.
But do you break the egg up or do you keep the yolk intact?
I break that shit up.
I break it too.
Scrambled egg.
There we go.
Yeah.
You and I.
How do you know?
Because then it's just like egg bits everywhere. Yeah. I like it kind of like soft but intact.
Soft but intact. I like that.
Can I ask?
Yeah, you have like shredded bits.
Can I ask a question though when you do that?
Yeah.
Because I tried that the other night, right? I put the egg in.
Yeah.
It was bubbling, right? And in my head, I'm like, I know that Kalila likes it whole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I didn't pop the yolk either. I just let it boil. But it just stayed raw. So then eventually I got frustrated. I go, fuck it. And I just poked the fucking yolk.
Yeah.
How long do you have to do it for?
Well, you know how I make kimchi jjigae?
Yeah, I do.
And I just put the eggs on top of it when you want the egg?
Yeah, yeah.
That's all you do.
Oh, so you do it on the side. You grill it.
No. I put it on top on the boiling water.
Raw. It's poached.
It's poached egg.
But it's still, that means it's still runny in the middle,
mm-hmm.
right?
Runny. If you leave it long enough, it's not going to be runny. It depends.
Mm, we should try it.
I should try it. Do you know what I like to do? I forgot this one.
What?
I make the ramen, I put the egg in, yeah. and this is my disgusting white trash. Shaky cheese on top of ramen.
Wait, shaky cheese shaky is...
Kraft Parmesan cheese.
Oh, Kraft. Like yeah, yeah, yeah. We have it upstairs.
We love that. That's my favorite kind. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I like the I like...
It's so gross.
The Parmesan, the flaky, you know, the powdered mm-hmm. one. Is that what you're talking about?
Fresh. But I like it when you open it real, real fresh.
Uh-huh.
Like, I like it that first open, and uh-huh. then I'll put it in my hand and lick it.
Mm. Just
oh, no. I like so the powdered good. One that you get at Shakey's Pizza. That is that one of the Parmesan? That one?
In the packets?
Yeah, in the packets, right? I don't like your style, which is it's the actual cheese part.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need it to be granulated.
Like hard.
Yeah.
I'm trying to
am I trash?
No.
Am I trash?
No, I don't think so. Okay. You know what I really like? Mm. That's really nostalgic for me because it sort of tastes like probably toxic metal, is Chef Boyardee ravioli.
Oh my God, that's the best. That's my childhood. That's
me too.
Latchkey kid fare, definitely.
I always wanted to meet him. Spaghetti. Is he real?
Chef Boyardee?
Yeah, because when you look at the, let me just say something. When you look at a Chef Boyardee container.
Boyardee.
Oh, it's Boyardee.
Chef Boyardee.
It's Boyardee.
And it's a drawing of him, right? It's not an actual photo. So in my head, I never Googled it, I should. But in my head, I was like, he could be real. I would eat it as a kid and just contemplate it while I'm eating
if
it.
If he's real.
If he's real
wait,
or not.
It used to be a photograph of him, no? When we were children?
I don't know. I thought it was a drawing.
I think
I didn't start eating it until 2001, so I don't know.
We should look that up. Can somebody look it up?
He opened a restaurant in 1924. Boyardee.
Oh, he was real.
But his name is spelled B-O-I. A-R-D-I, not B-O-Y, which they changed.
I bet his shit was so good.
Yeah.
No.
Because think about it. Canned version is good.
Yeah.
Imagine the real.
I know.
Imagine the real.
And all those preservatives. In
I know. And Jemima. What is he real? Aunt Jemima?
That's a good question.
Because that's the same thing. I would go, is that real? Maybe they knew... In the cartoon world, Jemima and Boyardee?
She doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah. She died too.
She was canceled.
She was canceled. They canceled Aunt Jemima.
And they also canceled Trader Jose's.
Yeah, Trader
what?
Jose's.
What?
No, they didn't. Trader Joe's refused to change the names on their packaging.
Good. Well,
my friend said they were restocking it.
And no, they're not.
Trader
no.
Ming's, that one's gone too?
Trader Ming is still there, I think.
Wow.
Because I think they put their
keep
foot
the
down.
Keep it the same.
All right, there we go.
Keep it the same. What are you going to call that fucking, what is it? Trader Jose. What are you going to call it? Trader Vladimir? If you got taco shells... Right?
Yeah.
Trader Jim or whatever it might be.
I wouldn't trust
you'd be
that.
Like, I don't trust this.
I don't trust it.
I don't trust it either.
Yeah. I think they should double down.
I agree. Talks are
Talks
are a Latin thing.
What are they doubling down to?
Trader, green card.
Yeah. Build a wall.
Yeah. Build a wall.
Trump 2020.
Trump 2020.
Yeah.
Nacho cheese.
Jose.
Yeah. What do they have for the Asian foods? Trader Ming's?
It's Trader Ming's. And they want to just change it to Trader Joe's.
You know why that's
chicken.
Doubly racist? Is because like Ming Ming is cat in.
We learn here.
Ming Ming.
So during the pandemic, I'll show you what we. So at first, what happens is you go, what's going on?
Yeah.
Right? I remember like going, a month?
Right.
Remember the first news? You would go, a month.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to make it. Right?
Yeah.
And then you would see, June.
Yeah.
Back then, and then June
was. No, first was Easter.
Easter, like, right? Easter, right?
By Easter, yeah, you guys.
Our
will
eyes
be in
were
church.
Popping out. We're not going to make Easter, right? Mm-hmm. And now it's 2021. and now I've already accepted the predicament that we're in, right? And so what I've been doing is I've been engaging in a lot of deep dish pizzas. I order it from Gold Belly, and I have six coming tomorrow.
Okay. Well, he made me buy another freezer. Just for his
great.
Pizza. That's his pizza freezer.
That's my pizza freezer.
And what is this? What's so special? It's an online. Does it do special?
So Gold Belly is.
They should sponsor.
It's basically.
Let's do it.
You can get anything you want from any restaurant across the country. So, for instance, if, like, let's say Junior's Cheesecake in New York, you can go through Gold Belly, Or let's say he got a pizza from like a small mom and pop shop from Detroit.
You can
do lobster rolls from Maine.
Mm-hmm. How? But how did they make this wizardry work? How does it stay
fresh?
They put it in
a refrigerated,
dry ice. So you got to watch your fingers because it's not real ice.
It's not real.
Mm-mm.
It's not real. What, dry ice?
Dry ice.
It's not real ice. Is that real ice?
No.
What is it? It's a chemical.
It's a chemical.
It's a chemical.
Mm-hmm. It'll burn you.
That's amazing. So you guys got pizza done now.
Yeah. Some pizza places I don't like, but I experiment.
We don't eat the same things.
I get pies from South Carolina.
Wow.
Chicken pot pie.
You could get like Skyline Chili sent to you.
Probably.
Cincinnati.
Yeah.
So the app is called Gold Belly.
He got pork tenderloin sandwiches from Indiana.
What the frock?
Yeah. So I've been experimenting with those foods.
That's exciting. So you've been eating your way through your feelings about this whole thing.
I died.
He also started yoga.
That's amazing.
Started yoga.
Good for you.
It's been great. A little bit of Peloton.
You got one.
Yeah, we have.
Do you have the treadmill or the bike?
Just the bike.
Yeah, and you do the programs with
No, I like scenic rides. I don't need no fucking buff, you know what I mean, white dude.
Yeah,
or some buff, Ronda Rousey looking
harder.
Lady, you know what I mean, telling me what to do.
Yeah, I don't respond to that.
Yeah, what?
That's the only thing I respond to.
I don't do like Barry's boot camp. No,
I do.
I hear it's great. Yeah, I don't, because the voice in my head is punitive enough. I don't. Come on, do it.
Yeah, me too.
I know I'm fat.
Yeah,
yeah. That's why I'm fucking here.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's in your mind. I go, it's out of mind. I'm dying. I want to yell back. You know, they can't even respond to you.
Well, it's so familiar to me, that kind of abuse.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's trauma.
It just feels like my body goes into autopilot when I hear someone screaming. Where I'm like, oh, I know this. I've known this my whole life. So yeah, I respond immediately. I'm like, burpees. Burpees? 150?
Oh my gosh.
That's fine. I'm bleeding out of my nose. That's fine. Like, I just do it.
Oh, I don't like it.
And then another thing I've been doing is, and I've been better at this,
mm-hmm.
and this is, you know, more of a serious tone.
Okay.
I don't want to get too deep into it, but it's interesting to see that the pandemic has been politicized.
Yeah.
Right. And in the beginning of the quarantine, I became very emotional about it.
Yeah.
Right. About people's point of view about it, how their behavior. Right. You know, I obviously I'm a pussy liberal. And I believe science.
Right. You're one of those weirdos.
My bad. You know, people that have education and stuff that I don't have.
Like experts and stuff telling us what to do.
Right. So I'm one of those, you know. And then you have the other patriotic America. You know, I'm an American, free will. You mean I do what I want to do. And in the beginning, I was just kind of resistant to that. But then I realized, you know what? People, and I've grown here spiritually. People walk in their own shoes. I don't know what their life experience is like. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they have their point of view. And it's not my business to try to understand where they're coming from, right?
Yeah.
And so I've been struggling, you know, with that. But I think I'm a little bit more empathetic toward the other side.
To the people that you're saying who don't want to wear a mask and they think it's a...
It's ridiculous to me, but...
Yeah. And look... I think people are triggered up by all this stuff. It's on nothing to do with wearing a mask. It's being told what to do. Yeah.
Mm.
And I think that's maybe how some people interpret it.
That's
like,
what it is. Yeah.
Don't tell me what to do, mom, dad. Like they're mad at whoever fucked with them in the past.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, I don't know. I'm not a psychiatrist, but.
Yeah.
I think you are.
I don't care.
You're my psychiatrist.
My PhD and fucking nonsense.
But I've also, during the pandemic, have created new addictions.
Yeah. Like what? Positive ones or negative ones?
Probably negative.
Yeah.
Video games.
That's not a new addiction.
Different genre, though.
Different genre.
What are you into?
Well, normally...
You're going to regret asking that question.
I know. I don't know these games.
Well, normally, I like simulation games, usually.
So, like simulation of real life?
No, like, sometimes.
Like having a girlfriend or something?
No, but like
farm. Yes, he has multiple wives in these open world games.
Yeah, like in Skyrim.
And he's really good to them. he always chooses the storyline that where he is a good husband.
Yeah. Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah, Tom and I are watching Love on the Spectrum. on Netflix.
Yes, I just started that. It's I love it.
Yeah. And there's this that's about people with autism dating. And this one guy, Michael, is like, if I had a wife, I would take the best care of her and worship her and love her. And I was like, Tom, if I kind of want to date an autistic guy because they're so into me.
Yeah.
If I could just have a fraction of that enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but there's also like, it's so undiluted. Yes. They just say, I mean, we could afford to be a little bit more like that. We're just like, just tell me.
Yeah.
Just be straight up.
I love them. Mm-hmm. There's no bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you watch Indian Matchmaking?
Of course. I've already seen it all.
Can I just go back to that?
Yeah, sorry.
But spectrums?
What are your dislikes? I like when they dislikes and like. I like the sound of cats licking their hands.
No, what you just said about the guy going, well, you know, if I had a wife, I would worship them. But the thing is that women don't want that. Deep down inside, women want mystery. You know what I mean? They want a little conflict. They want to be hard to get.
I think that's a dated theory.
Yeah, I'd like to be worshipped.
Really? You want a guy, right? When you wake up.
So fired up.
Yeah. Wait, when you wake up, he's got like your breakfast in a tray.
Yes. Have you seen that show on a Lifetime television? Dirty John?
We listened to the podcast. Okay. We listened to the whole thing,
yes.
Yeah, and every morning he would bring her a smoothie and do her, you know, errands.
Yeah,
and
but he would also dress up as a doctor in scrubs.
I know.
Everywhere he went, even to like parties.
No. Minor drawback, but the fact that he was so devoted.
Okay, if I'm dating a girl and I'm in bed, bring me breakfast. Wake me up and you have breakfast.
It's impossible.
No, just wake me up right now. I'm sleeping.
Good morning.
Whoa, God, what time is it?
It's 3 p.m.
Oh, fuck. What's up?
Here, I made you breakfast.
Oh, we don't have a fucking kitchen? We don't have a dining room? Why in the bed? I sleep here, bitch.
Wow. It's
pretty accurate.
Is that what he does?
Yeah, he's like a cat. He only does affection if on his time and on his approach.
Oh, I hate that.
You love it.
I'm a dog.
I'm a dog.
See, that's why you and I get along. Yeah. Love me, pet me, play with me. Let's go.
My hair.
Yeah.
Hold me.
Yeah.
I disappear for 8 hours. And
how do you and Tom do it? Oh. Sorry. Well, go ahead. You pretend what?
I don't know who you are. It's all right. Let's move on. How you and Tom do it?
Do what?
No, I mean, like, are you commingling throughout the day or do you just do your own thing and then wind down together at the end of the day?
We both do our own thing. Like I took a tennis lesson. And while I was doing that, he did a podcast. And then, you know, we come home, maybe we have lunch together. And then he does this thing. And I came here. And then, yeah, we just kind of dip in and out. But at nighttime, we're always together because there's nowhere else to go.
But at nighttime, do you guys do your own activities? Like, hey, I'm going to watch this.
Oh, no.
You guys watch things together.
That's right. Because we share a marital bed and yeah, you guys don't do night activities together?
I've been, that's all I want.
Wow.
And he doesn't want to give that.
Wow, and you guys are up late. I mean, you're asleep till 3, so you're up until what time, 4?
He's up till 4. I'm up until about 2:30.
Okay. And what is it that you want to do that you can't include Kalila?
He wants to be down here and play on his video game.
It's very antisocial. Mm-hmm. Can I tell you a secret?
Therapist.
Can I tell you a secret? Mm-hmm. How I talked Tom out of video games early in the relationship.
Wait, he used to play video games?
Oh, when he was like a single guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I go, and here's all you have to do. Oof. Video games makes my pussy dry. And you just go, ugh, there's nothing more unattractive than a guy that just spends hours playing video games. I did that early.
But I feel like Tom's a rational adult. He's like stuck in some Erickson stage. I don't know what.
Also,
like that stuff does not work with him. Like the putting the pussy on hold does not work with him.
Even if you know that it dries up her vagine, you wouldn't.
No, because I told him like
I don't negotiate with hostage negotiations.
Terrorists. No, she didn't hold hostage. She's just saying.
I'm like the government. I don't respect that.
But she's just saying like it doesn't turn me on. You're not withholding. You're just like.
I just don't like manipulation in that
this
way.
This is what he does. If I tell him like, hey, do you think you can put medication on your fungus foot? Because it's starting to look gangrenous. He was like, this is me. This is who you're, you know, you knew this about me. And why are you trying to change me now? And I'm like, well, it's just, it's the fungus, you know, because he rubs up on me and then my foot's itchy the next day. But he wants to be how he wants to be.
But I'm sorry. Why don't you take care of your own?
I'm so sorry.
Why aren't you moving?
I feel so bad right now. You know what? Let's get real. If you want to get real, let's get real. I apologize.
I don't need an apology. I need action. Fungus medication.
I understand that.
What is going on? Where? Let me see it.
Okay. You don't want, you have to, first of all, look at
it. Oh, I see. It's a little white. Is that what that is?
Okay.
Oh, he's so cautious.
That's not the bad part.
That's not the bad part. It's on the bottom.
What happened?
I have foot fungi.
Yeah.
He doesn't wear flip-flops at the spa.
That's disgusting.
Okay.
Well, I saw a woman one time in the sauna at Burke Williams. Shaving her legs
in the sauna,
public sauna.
How's that?
So imagine what dudes are doing if that's what the ladies are doing.
Yeah.
At Burke Williams.
Yeah.
My brother and I used to go to this spa on Beverly Boulevard, and it was like there's no sign. It wasn't a Korean spa. My brother went and I went in there, and there was two guys just jerking each other off in there. And my brother, he goes, "Let's fucking get out of here." Like, he got really angry, right?
Yeah.
But it's like, they weren't jerking off on us.
Well, you probably left, right?
I did it like maybe a 3-minute steam off to the side. I didn't look at him. You know, when something like that happens, I don't know if you had two guys just jerk each other off, right?
I feel like
but you basically have to do this thing where you turn away a little bit. If you're ever in the situation, I'm giving you advice, right?
Yeah. Help.
And you just kind of like just, you know what I mean? Rub your body down. Pretend you're doing something. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Enjoying yourself. And do you pretend that they're not doing what they're doing?
Yeah, I would mind my own business, I think. Unless they were like Migs in Silence of the Lambs and then threw their nut.
Oh.
Remember when the nut hits the hair?
Yeah, I've seen that. That's a movie when it's on, I have to watch it if I'm going through.
We watched it last night again. Because we have a niece. My niece lives with us.
Oh.
And that's one of her required readings is Silence of the Lambs.
What do you mean? For school?
No. We have a list of movies.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I really enjoy that movie. And I always ask, you know, who's worse or who's scarier? Buffalo Bill or
Hannibal Lecter, hands down, because Buffalo Bill learned from Hannibal.
Fuck, hold on, I never thought of it.
Yeah,
but Buffalo Bill's scarier because he would lure you. Can you help me put this couch in my truck? And
then
you're like, yeah, no problem. And then you're in a well.
Oh, first of all, let's go back to that.
The chances of me dying because my therapist is a murderer is very high because I. Okay.
If Buffalo Bill is helping you carry a couch, right? Because that's what she does.
That's what he does.
She watches, right? But whenever you're helping somebody with a couch, everyone knows, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't back it out.
Yeah, you push it.
You're the one in the front. Even if it goes, can you back it in? No, you back it in because that's the harder part. And I'm fucking helping you, Buffalo.
That's true.
Right?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
But she was like, oh, back out into the thing.
Mm-hmm. But you know why? Because she was a great big fat person.
Yeah, she was roomy.
She was roomy.
Yeah.
And she could handle a couch that heavy.
Yeah.
He picked, he's like, you're about a size 8, right? And then that's why he picked her.
Yeah.
But
oh my God.
He kept him alive for 3 days. So you have three days to sort yourself out. Whereas Hannibal Lecter, he just went, he bit your face right away.
Yeah, I like that approach better. I'd like to be quick.
There we go.
But you could also endear yourself to Hannibal and you could get inside of his head and play mind games.
He would never eat. See, Hannibal, he has a code.
Yeah.
And his code is, you know, Clarice, he would never fuck with her.
No.
Right? The dudes that he would eat are people that probably he thought was beneath them or there was some sort of like psychological thing going on.
They were troubled. His thing was, they were already going to do it themselves. Like that last guy that he killed, whose face they found in the garage.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, he was like, he was already in, you know.
Right.
Not good in the head.
I just don't like Wells.
I don't like Wells either.
Yeah. I don't like Wells.
I agree. Tiki Tiki Tembo, No Sai Rembo, Charibari Bruchi, Pit Peri Pembo. You know that fucking book?
Huh?
You guys don't have children. That you never read Ricky Dicky Tembo, No Sai Rembo, Charibari Ruchi, Pit Peri Pembo. It's about the Chinese kid that falls down the well.
No, and tell me about it.
The reason, okay, there's two sons. The elder son is
It's a book, by the way, right?
It's a book.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And he falls down the well, and his brother gets a short name, Chang, because he's the second son and his mother doesn't give a shit about him. So the kid falls down the well, tiki tiki tembo, no sa rembo, chari bari ruchi, pit peri pembo, and Chang can't get the words out fast enough. So the brother almost dies in the well.
My
and the
God.
Point of the story is give your children short names. Yeah. And that's how the Chinese people started giving their children short names.
What else happens at well?
Well, the tie
is the ring. The ring is a well too.
Oh,
remember that?
I don't like that one at all.
I don't like that either.
I don't like creepy kids. I don't like anything with kids.
Yeah.
Except for Poltergeist, but even that.
I'm more of I'm not into exorcisms. Anything relating to like the Catholic Church, I'm out.
Don't
it
like
really
that.
Creeps me out deeply. Yeah. Anything else I can deal with.
Yeah.
So anyway, we showed her Silence of the Lambs. We've been showing my niece. She's my niece too. We've been showing her great things.
I think she's going to grow up to be a murderer.
We've showed her Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
Seven.
Oh, that one's scary real too. Good.
The Korean one.
Yeah, a couple of Korean movies.
All revenge.
You got to watch the movie I Saw the Devil.
Okay. Is it on the Apple TV?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. It's a Korean movie. It's very good.
I love it.
Old Boy, we showed her.
I love that. That's an old school jam right there.
What?
Old Boy, your poster.
Yeah. So Old Boy, we showed her.
It's good.
We're showing her all kinds of educational things for her to grow.
I want to talk about Indian matchmaking.
Did you watch it with her?
I don't know much about it. Please inform me.
Well, maybe if you spend some time with Kalila at night.
All right. You know what? All right. Okay. You know what?
You guys could have some shared interests.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Christine, can I just say something? Okay.
Rebuttal.
Can I have a rebuttal?
You do.
I'm
a
cuddly baby. I love to cuddle.
I'm a cuddler too. Come on over. And I beg, Tom's not a cuddler.
He's
and
not.
I'll be like, can you please? All I want is for you to spoon me. For 15 years, I beg. And I force him to do it. I'm hot. Yeah. I'm like,
okay. This is what I want to say. Okay. During this pandemic, there's not much to do. Right? A lot of dreams are on hold. Mm-hmm. Right? We are a very mindful household.
Sure.
So we have not gone to the grocery store one time.
No, that's reasonable.
Okay. We haven't done anything. So her and I are together in this house together.
Right.
Right? 24/7. All right? I have a video game addiction. I already told you.
Yeah.
But secondly, at nights, my brother, if you know my brother Steve, my brother Steve doesn't wake up until what time, you think? 8 p.m.
Oh, wow.
What?
He's
nocturnal now?
He's a vampire. Mm-hmm. Right? So he'll wake up at 8 p.m., drink two Red Bulls, and he's ready to go. I haven't seen him physically. Okay.
That's your choice, though. You can.
Okay. I just.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So then at nights, we play Warzone together. Right. So I can hear him.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about our days. Mm-hmm. Right. We giggle, laugh. It's almost as if we're calling each other, but we play for hours.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. What?
She's doing the technique.
Like, I would be so upset. I'm so mad.
Would you be so dry?
And my pussy would be so dry.
Oh my God! What are you doing right now? I know.
Like I'd put Elmer's glue in it. Like
all right. Well, then what do you want me to do then?
Heal it
I
up.
Won't do it then.
Well, do you guys? Okay. How often do you do your? How often do you interact with each other truly throughout the day? Like meaningful interaction?
Well, now I have to basically force him into our nights together. Because that's the one thing that we've talked about in therapy. I'm like, I don't care that I don't see you during the day, but I love a good wind down.
Yeah.
That's all I want in a partner is someone to end my day with.
I agreed. Why else are you in it?
Yeah.
Go.
So maybe you go to bed.
Classic rebuttal. Yep.
Go keep going.
Maybe could you set some time aside for Kalila? Maybe have a nice meal together. You drink your wine. She goes to bed before you.
Selling
and then,
TV shows over here. Yeah, leave the game in.
Gross.
And then you can J or D with your bro.
Yeah, two hit podcast. Providing for the family. You know what I mean? Yeah. Listen, relax, guys. Relax. I'm not falling for this fucking crazy shit, okay?
Wow.
It's bullshit. None of you guys are defending me, by the way, right? Right? You play the game as well.
Don't want anyone to have like a dry pussy.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck you. All right, now listen, all right? Let's go back to Indian summer. Go ahead. Tell me about Indian summertime. Tell me about the show. Okay. Is it fun?
What about Kissing Booth 2? Have you watched that one?
What is
I
that?
Haven't, but I heard it was better than Kissing Booth, the first one.
Wow.
I love him. I saw him at Mendocino Farms.
Really?
My niece and I did because she's obsessed with Jacob Elordi.
What is the show for people?
It's not a show. It's a teenage movie. It's a teenage rom-com. Wow.
It's what everyone's, all the cool people are watching. Well, you and I need to start interacting more at night because I watch a lot of shows. But I go to bed by 9:30.
Oh,
and then
wow.
I'm up at 6 a.m. with kids. So yes, we're on a different, mommy. And that might be why Tom and I are a little more regimented with our time.
Mm-hmm.
Because he can't go down and like play video games until 4 a.m.
Do you feel as though, you know how they say students do better when they're in sports because they're forced to manage their time? Do you feel as though you are better together now because of having to, because of the kids?
Yeah. Idle hands are the devil's playground, Bob.
There we go.
Idle hands.
There we go. Idle hands. Let me write that down. Idle hands is the devil's playground.
I think Brody said that.
He did say that. Brody said the same thing.
Yeah. Brody.
Yeah.
Stevens.
Stevens.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I was hoping you weren't referring to my love. Brody.
Yeah.
It does. It lends itself to structure, definitely.
Yeah, you're right, guys. You know, if I didn't play video games all day long, maybe I could sell more TV shows.
Oh my God.
And be on TV more in a pandemic and maybe have 3 hit podcasts.
Oh wow.
You know, maybe I could.
He really does struggle with for someone so sleepy and so lazy, he struggles with you struggle with stillness. Isn't that a weird thing?
Oh, yeah. No, that's being afraid of your feelings and stuff.
Oh, I love it.
That's classic.
Pile it on. Pile it on. Oh, boy.
But isn't that what all comedians?
There we go.
That's the magic.
There we go. Okay.
Nobody is. I'll tell you why. Okay.
Can I just defend myself real quick? Just stop for a second, okay?
Yeah.
Let me just, I feel I'm in the middle of a corner right now. I love this.
Feel free to stand up, too, if you'd like.
We love this, okay? You love this?
This is like the best day of my life. I feel so heard and validated.
Okay. All right. So here it is.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, okay, because I was going through strange behaviors. I went through a wig phase where I bought so many wigs. Etsy, I was buying jewelry on Etsy. I was like spiraling. I was drinking and then baking and then
Do you not usually drink?
Not like that. Not like every night, you know?
Mm.
And my therapist, and she's like, well, yeah, you know, you're not feeling the feelings. And I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot about those.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like them either. So I get it. Anyways, but what were you saying about him?
He wanted to defend himself first.
Oh, I'm sorry. Defend yourself.
From our apparent attacks.
Okay. And I'm not, I don't like to reiterate things and visit the past, all right?
Oh.
But I feel like I'm a caged animal and I need to fight my way out.
Wow.
Yes. Okay. So here we go. Here are the good assets of me.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
And this is...
You have so many, but you're wonderful.
So many.
Thank you.
That's why I want to spend time with you. Because
she likes you.
I love you. I love your company. I want to be with you.
Okay. I love it. Thanks. I enjoy it. Thank you so much for saying it. He hits my heart in such a spectacular way.
Have you enticed him with food? Because sometimes that'll make Tom talk to me also.
I try. So in the beginning of Core, that's exactly what I did.
I'm sweating.
I bought every single indulgent food that he wanted.
Same, yeah.
But then our therapist said, if that's what it's going to take for you to be around her, your relationship's in trouble.
Oh, boy.
I was like, oh, shit, okay. He's like, her feelings and her requests should be enough. I said, I didn't think that. Didn't know.
Every fucking... listen. Star, sorry. Give me your hand.
But I still do bait him with food.
Yeah. Give me your hand, okay?
Yeah.
Every single relationship I've ever been in, and I've said this to my brother, I've said this internally over and over again, there's a 2-year window. I know...
Sorry, go ahead.
Why? Can I just say it and then shake your head?
No. I feel bad for your exes because they didn't know that you had a 2-year window.
Okay, my bad. I'm openly admit it now.
Okay.
All right? That I had a 2-year window. At the 2-year point, I would try different techniques, right? But I would somehow make them leave.
Oh, wow.
In our old apartment, I found a letter that his ex wrote to him, like snail mail, and it broke my heart. I honestly, like, I felt so much for this girl. Like, she was just so blindsided.
What do you mean? What was it about?
It was
like a breakup letter.
Yeah, it was a breakup
Bobby's
letter.
Very nervous.
And I think it said something along the lines of, it was just really expressing how much hurt she felt. And he kind of just pushed her out and then didn't want to speak to her for a certain amount of time. But she was still really gracious about it. She was like, you know, thank you for our time together. I don't know what I did wrong, kind of thing.
Oh,
it was
sad. You have broken.
But she didn't know about the 2-year window.
She did not know.
All right. So can I go back to defending myself? Yeah. Thank you so much. Gilbert,
do it.
All right.
Get him right here.
So I always had a 2-year window. All right.
Yeah.
So when I met Kalila, okay, we met at a coffee shop. People know listening to the podcast how we met. Right. And when I met her, I had a sensation go over me. And it was a feeling that I never had before. I maybe never have ever again. Right. Whereas the feeling was, I know this person.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay. Not, you know, in this lifetime, but there, it was a familiarity. Is that how I say it?
Mm-hmm.
With her, right? And I had a sense of dread as long with it, and not a dread. It was just more of a, oh, this is the forever thing. Yeah, this is, you know, this is this person that I'm meeting right now, right? Is somebody that I've never had anyone check all the boxes for me.
Wow.
Okay, and when I'm with her. Usually, every girlfriend I've ever had in the history of me having girlfriends, I can't sleep next to them. I do sleep, right? I lived with one, you know? But every night was a restless night of sleep because there was just no comfort there, right? With her, and I've always slept like a baby next to her, almost as if we're one person, okay? When I look at her, I trust her.
Good words, Bobby.
No, I trust her implicitly, right? Ooh. I've said that I've had a resurgence in my career. There's no other girl on this planet that would have done that for me except for her.
Oh.
She did it all right? And she is my favorite person I've ever met in my whole life. She's my favorite person I've ever met in my whole life. Oh. I love her so fucking much, okay? Now, I know my dad died in August.
Not cry. You're making me cry.
No, but I know that my dad died. I know my dad died. Okay.
Wow.
I know last August, right? I have a lot of fucking problems. Oh. I was molested. I was beaten by my dad. I have all these defense mechanisms, right? Because I don't want to feel.
Yeah.
You know, I don't, you know, I like just playing video games because I escape, right? And I don't do drinking. I don't do drugs anymore. I don't drink. I'm sober almost 10 months, right? And I'm proud of myself, and I have problems, right? And I'm fucking struggling with these things. I really am. I feel guilt and shame over it, okay? But my feelings for her is forever, and I would never lie to her. I would never cheat on her. I would never do anything outwardly to hurt her because she's my favorite person of all time. And I've met many people, okay? So you guys can rip on me all you want. You can rip on me all you want, right? And you can call me a piece of shit. I'm a bad guy.
Or whatever. Not
but
say
I'm going to say this right now, okay?
That's a defense.
Fuck you. Fuck you. All right? Fuck both of you.
Wow,
you,
that was
mommy.
Like a few good men. That was good. Powerful. That was fucking good.
Yeah, that was good.
That's a defense.
Oh, you just wrote that on the spot. That was really good.
No, but that's come from the heart, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, it comes from the heart. And you're right. Okay, I'm not proud of the fact that I play video games all night long. All right, but can I say something? During all the fucking crazy shit that's going on,
yes,
my two friends are in trouble. You know,
yeah,
people that I love like brothers, right,
mm-hmm.
are in trouble. Right, BLM, pandemic. Right, mm-hmm. there's a lot going on in the world. Right, yeah. And I am just trying to survive, and I want a little semblance of like. I don't want to fucking feel anything.
Yeah.
I know.
And I'm addicted to it. It's and when I'm playing Warzone with my buddies, Very good on the war fucking.
Very, season 5 coming up.
Right. You're very good on the battlefield, by the way.
You as well. Thank you.
Thanks for having my back, brother. But, you know what I mean?
Christina's drunk.
I'm trying to think, but here's the deal. I agree with you. We're all coping. Like, we're all just holding on.
Yeah.
To, like, I don't know, dude. This week, I'm really into fucking a Netflix show. I'm into the Indian Matchmaker show. It's all I have, man.
Did you finish?
I did, and I'm so bummed that there's no season 2.
There isn't season 2 with Seema Amthi?
Cherish every episode.
Oh, I'm finished. I don't know. I was really kind of annoyed with Seema Amthi.
She's annoying. But here's the deal. Kalila needs you too. Mm-hmm. That's her way of getting through this.
As if you didn't hear my beautiful monologue.
Give her it again. Give the same one more time. Give it to her.
It's as if you were even in the room.
She needs a piece of you too, just for her survival. Yeah, okay. I think you're essential to her survival.
And you have to kind of frame it in your mind like this. I genuinely enjoy your company and I want to be around it. I want to be around your life.
She likes you for you.
I like you so much and I want to be with you at night.
Very good, Kalila.
Fuck you!
I'm waiting for your rebuttal. You better have a good rebuttal to this.
She likes you. Do you hear what she's saying?
Yeah.
She did.
Because I've been in relationships where I'm like, oh, get out of my face, and I never feel that way with him. There's always something. Like all our exchanges, there's always something to be had from it. And I'm naturally not a sunny person. I'm kind of a emo, kind of sad, depressive.
There we go. You can say that again.
And he makes me giggle, and I want to giggle.
Bingo.
Well, then Bobby, how about can we have two things? Can you have your time with her at night, and then is there a time?
I'm sorry. Can I just say something? What did I just tell you? No.
Is she listening, Bobby?
So last night, right?
I'm letting you do your thing.
Yes, last night, saying. I watched a movie I've seen 3,000 times.
Which movie?
Silence of the Lambs.
It's a good one.
With Denise. We lay together. While we're watching, I'm giving her hand rubs, both hands, through the whole fucking movie. In fact, I had to take one of the rings off.
The best night of my life.
Right. See how happy she is.
And I did that, lady.
You did that. But do you need more, is what I'm saying. I'm trying to help you.
I need it more than what he's able to give. Like, I think that I'm willing to compromise now because I do understand, like, it's a very escape. He needs to escape.
Well,
that's
tough. You're grieving.
Yeah.
Like, that's not an easy thing. I understand. That's really tricky.
Yeah, but for me, it's like 10 hours, I think, is more than enough time. Can I get 2 hours of those 10 hours?
10 hours?
More.
Is it 10 hours?
Yeah, because he does what? He wakes up at 3. He goes from 3 all right, to can I defend 7. Myself? And then from 10 to 4.
I usually catch you on the 10 to 4.
Yeah.
I catch you at the 10 to 4.
May I just defend myself? All right?
Always.
All right?
Please.
It's not my fault, right, that we have time zones. Right? Let me just defend myself. Let me give it a go.
Name some of the guys. Yeah.
Let me give it a go. Let me go. All right? In this planet, our planet rotates. I don't know if you know that, right?
Ooh, more,
I've
please.
Heard
right,
of it.
Right, right.
Tell me more.
Right, what? So, you know, right now, right, in England, right?
Oh.
FYI.
Who's there that you're friends with?
I have met my friend Matt, my friend Jeremy. So my point is that...
Who are these people?
These are video.
They're Tiger Belly fans.
That you play video games?
These are Tiger Belly fans, and without our fucking fans, we would have nothing. Mm.
He plays Warzone with us.
We would have nothing without our fans.
He also plays with a married couple, too.
Yeah,
oh,
and
that's
they're
nice.
Also fucking Tiger Belly fans. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
I can name their names. I know everything about them, all right? So my point being is that, you know, there are people that I play with from New Zealand, Australia. So during the day, I play with them because it's nighttime where they are, okay? I also have East Coast friends, you know, like my friend Raimi, Josh Price,
okay,
all right? Claire and Jacob.
And like, I'm sorry, I haven't played a video game since Atari. And so you guys, you have like, do you wear the headset and then the thing and you're like, breaker, breaker, 1-9. You have your call signs or what do you?
We don't do breaker, breaker, 1-9 because this is not World War II. You know, it's, what the fuck are you talking
about?
Why
do you have to talk to people? I don't understand why you're talking.
Because I'm going to explain it to you if you would fucking listen for once.
I'm listening. So you say, hey, brother, how was your day? You went to the store. That's neat. Pew, pew, pew.
No. You know, I love you.
How do you do both at the same time?
I love you, but you're ignorant. I love you.
Beyond.
You're beyond ignorant.
Beyond
right?
ignorant.
And today is supposed to be a joyous day for me, okay? Because it's a good news.
Yeah,
right?
Yes, show business.
And I feel sweaty.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I feel empty.
I'm so sorry.
I feel sweaty, empty, and I feel attacked. Like my sense. I feel attacked.
Oh, no. No.
All right, so I'm going to explain it to you.
So good.
I love you, and I love Kalilah.
I'm going to explain it to you, all right?
I want you guys to stay together forever. That's
we will, all right? So, hey, my peasant friend, I'm going to explain it to you, okay? All right?
Okay,
and you know what? I like Tom more right now. I'm going to throw that out.
I got you.
I like Tom more right now.
So you go. You have your headset on.
All right, don't make the noises, by the way, right? It's ping pong, you know what I mean? Zoop, zoop. It doesn't do that, all right?
And what is Colette, like, do you hear him chatting?
Oh, no, it's not a chat.
Oh.
It's an all-out scream. Like, I'm surprised our neighbors haven't. We don't have a noise violation thing because even when he plays here, you can hear him in the backyard upstairs.
Okay. And he's screaming because he's like, I made the shot.
He's in the gulag.
Oh,
you know about the gulag?
Oh, I know about the gulag.
Wow.
Okay, can I just explain it to you what it is?
Yeah, I know what a gulag. I actually had real relatives that were in actual gulag.
I figured you would know what the gulag was.
Yeah, it was called real life.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right.
You stepped over the line there. Okay. So.
Shit. Okay. I'm sorry.
I play a game. Okay. I play farming simulation games.
Farming simulation.
Yeah, like Stardew Valley, where I can do it upstairs on a fucking Switch next to her, right? And or I like RPGs, like The Witcher 3, where I'm just going in adventures. I play by myself.
What's RPG?
Role-playing games.
Okay.
Right, where you play a character, you go into these open worlds.
This is where he gets the wife.
You can build a house, get a wife, kids. Mm-hmm. In Skyrim, you could do that.
Yeah.
How many wives can you have?
Just one in the games. Thank you so much. And you can do that in Stardew Valley as well. Stardew Valley, you can get married and have kids.
And can you choose what she looks like and stuff?
There's one, two, three. There's six girls in the world of Stardew Valley.
Oh, wow.
That you can choose. You know, Haley, Emily.
Penny.
Abigail. Yeah, Penny. Mm-hmm. Abigail, Penny.
Are they all Amish? These are really cool.
Yeah.
Cool names.
Yes.
Hot chick names.
So anyway, but
you
I played no, I have a lot of acid reflux because when I get defensive, it just pops out.
Like rage bubbles.
Rage bubbles.
Throat polyps.
Yeah, throat polyps. Thank you. I played those games, but then I finished Witcher 3 and I kind of Googled, like, I don't know if you remember that time where I was going, I don't know what else to play. Because of the pandemic, there was nothing to play. And then Gilbert one day says,
"Handsome Gilbert,
you should play Warzone with my buddies." And it's usually, it's what's that? What do they call those kind of games?
FPS, first person shooter.
First person shooter.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is, you can play with one or by yourself or four or three, right? And I generally play with three or four. And your soldiers, four soldiers, you fly into
I'm sorry.
You want to take that back, Bobby, to the beginning?
I'm sorry. It's just so childish. Like, you're an adult. Like, in your 40s, and you're like, you could go into a different world. Like,
Oh, God. Am I having a heart palpitation?
I'm sorry.
Fuck you.
I know these are very
fuck you. All right, lady.
Good to hear it.
How dare you?
Like, it's real.
His shirt buttons are popping off.
That's so funny.
And you can choose between six ladies. And do you have sex with them?
This is the last time you did Tiger.
Oh,
Oh yeah.
Well, okay. Emily's a lesbian. She's not even interested in.
I usually date. I marry Penny, the redhead to the right.
All the way to the right.
Yeah, Penny's straight.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so anyway,
not even hot chicks.
I know. So, this is how the game works.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, what's up? I'm just giving you.
Okay, like that's your brother.
My brother, Steve.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man. So, dude, I saw that last episode of Alone. You recommended. I saw the whole season, man. That was a good show, man. And then we talk about, because you're not obviously playing right away. You meet in a lobby and you talk. You know what I mean? And you sometimes wait for another guy. Like, hey, dude, I'll be down in 10 minutes. Like, my wife has me doing a chore, so I have to you know, I'll be down. So you wait 10 minutes because you don't want to go out into the world without them.
Sure.
So you're just talking to the guys and talking about politics, what's going, you know, if they're not streaming. Yeah. I talk about, you know, personal things. You know what I mean?
Well, that's not, so that's a nice way for you to catch up. I get that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You catch up, right? And then it's like you then everyone's there. You fly in. You parachute from a fucking plane.
Mm-hmm.
And you land on this gigantic map, right? It's not as if you land and you're shooting all of a sudden playing.
Right.
There's 20 minutes where nothing's going on and you're just walking around trying to find people. So in those moments, it's like her hikes with her friends.
Nice.
Mm.
You know, on a hike, you're hiking, right? You're hiking. You're looking at things. Mm. But you also, you know,
you're also talking
bullshitting and talking about mm-hmm. random things. That's what we're doing, right? But then all of a sudden, Gilbert, let's say I'm playing with Gilbert. Gilbert will go, dude, behind the plane, there's a fucking team. Then we go into game mode.
Breaker, breaker.
Breaker, 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 breaker.
Bobby,
right?
Breaker, breaker.
Right? And you go, I'm going to hook around left. Okay. You hook around right, right?
And we're going to find the Nazis or whatever.
Yeah, whatever. But you're fighting other real people, right?
Okay. And then do you have a code name? Like, do you have a stage name for your game? Or
no, I mean, my team that I play at nights is called the Silly Billies.
Uh-huh.
And the Silly Billies consist of my brother Steve, this guy Matt from Wales that we play. He's a one-arm guy, but he's a master jiu-jitsu guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool.
Right, and he's a big, very brave man.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is Matt. He lives in Wales. Shout out to you because he's a big Tiger Belly fan, okay? And then we play with my brother. My brother's in a band called Mongchi Hammer.
Oh.
And the drummer, Dylan, he's also a Silly Billy.
Okay.
Right? So at nights, the Silly Billies play, and I can talk to my brother and hang out. During the days, I play with kids from across the country.
That's nice. So you can talk to people. It's kind of social.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will say this. Some of these kids he speaks to, it's a weird mentorship program. Because you don't talk to them. I talk to them after. They are making money now because Bobby will play with them. They'll post about it. And these kids that are trying to save up money, they can't get a job, are now making money on Twitch.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
All right. Like, I know that. You play on Twitch and people can watch you play.
Yeah. We have hundreds of people watching us as well.
Wow.
Play. And they're making money. Right?
Good.
I'm doing service.
Yeah, service.
That's what they call
community
it.
Community service.
Called service.
Yeah.
Which you should look into. All right.
I'm
such selfish bastard.
Twat. Yeah.
Right? So anyway, and it's the most challenging game I've ever played. It's very difficult.
What are you? You're killing people. You're finding people. Sorry, my feet are cold. I'm putting it back on.
Yeah, we're
finding people. You're killing stuff.
You're killing people. And then, you know, it's very hard to win.
Yeah.
But when you win, there is a real deep gratification.
No.
I'm sorry. And the sound effects are very addicting, right?
Yeah.
Like when you team wipe and whatnot. It's a whole thing. So, you know, it's addicting. I enjoy it socially. And you know what? You're right. You're absolutely right. I am going to be a lot more mindful from this day forward.
Really? Will you pay attention to her more?
And I'm going to give more attention to her. We do therapy once a week.
That's cool. How's that going?
Very good.
I think everybody should be right now, especially in this.
Yeah.
This is scary.
And, you know, I don't want to reiterate the monologue I said earlier, right? But I have to admit, I'm pure at heart.
You are pure at heart.
You are.
And I love.
You are. You're the best.
And I love you and Tom.
I love you.
Okay.
And I love Kalila.
Does Tom have any mild addictions? He probably doesn't have like super hardcore ones like him.
I mean, Tom's like a comic, so we're all wired. Yeah, we all are wired to get really into the stuff. He likes cars. I always say like, oh, you can't change your wife, so you change your car. And he'll be like, I'm going to get this other car. I'm going to get this other. Like, he's like a little boy with cars, I would say. That's his thing. Yeah, I would say that's his big one. But not,
Does Tom have an Xbox or a PlayStation?
He might, but he can't find it.
What age would you introduce game consoles to your kids?
I would never. I'm going to go with never. And I know that's very controversial. But I'm not one of these weird parents that's like, no TV, no candy, no mac and cheese. Like, I'm really kind of 80s mom that way.
You're basically saying no joy.
No joy. No socialization. I guess I think because I'm just... I'd prefer my kids to go on a real hike with her friends. Mm-hmm. And I know that sounds really shitty and judgmental, because it is. Because I don't understand. Because I'm just an older broad. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's just not for me, the video games. Yeah. I don't get it. And Tom is wanting to give that to our kids. I think I'd have to put a time limit on it. Because I think I used to play Puzzle Bobble. There was a time in my life where I was addicted to Puzzle Bobble when I was unemployed in the early 2000s.
What's Puzzle Bobble?
It was the best. It was a little dinosaur, Taito, and it would go in a circle.
I love it. My grandma loves it. It's Japanese.
Yeah, it's the best. And I loved it.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm a bit of a hypocrite here because, and here's the deal, man. I would spend like 8 hours when I was unemployed and depressed, this is before I became a comic, doing Puzzle Bobble and just wasting my life until Blind Date would come on at 4:30 with Roger Lodge.
Blind Date.
And then it would switch. That's the only thing that would get me to turn off Puzzle Bobble. And I realize now I was so depressed back then, mm-hmm. and that wasn't helping. So I associate video games, I think, with being depressed and mm-hmm. keeps you in this weird loop.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's like a weird, right?
Yeah,
like you're not really doing anything, but you kind of feel like you are.
You know,
I have an idea. Yeah.
Can I tell you the truth?
Please. Oh shit.
The truth is this.
You're not gonna cry, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Is I heard what you said this podcast.
Oh God.
And in my head, at first, I was like, this lady's cray cray, you know? But then another feeling came over. And the reason why you can say these things that are truthful,
okay,
right? And I'm analyzing my own behavior is because we feel comfortable.
I love you.
I do too.
I have nothing but love.
I feel comfortable with you. And we're real friends.
Okay.
We can really say things to each other.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate you.
I appreciate you. I love you.
I love you too.
But I'm not her. I'm worried about her. I want her to be happy. I want her to stay with you. Do you understand?
Yeah.
I do. I want her to be really
Thank
happy.
Because
she's such a wonderful person. So are you.
And, you know, hopefully if I see behavior in yourself that I don't like, you know, and I would be mindful. And maybe hopefully I'm comfortable around you. Yeah. I could express myself and say.
What would you say?
Like, on her podcast.
Hypothetically, what would be
on my podcast?
On her podcast.
Yeah. On your podcast. On her podcast. Yeah.
What would you say?
So much. I'm sure. Like that. But this is my problem. Is this that there's not a lot of filtration. I'm sorry.
This is what makes. That's why we're podcasters. Is because this is what we do.
See, I think I may be autistic. Because
say that again.
Yeah. I would take a spectrum test because Tom was like, you need to take a test. Cause yeah. I don't mean to be this way.
Yeah.
There's a movie called
Powder. That's filter. What you remind me of. Female version of Powder.
I love that movie.
That's a good movie.
Power. I mean, not a good one either. But I've been to your house. You moved, right?
Yeah.
I would love to. When are we going to do the mama's house?
Whenever you guys want. You're welcome anytime.
We would love to do it again.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I would love to. We don't have this, though. There's no plexiglass.
Get one. I'm kidding. We would do it without it. And
wow.
And I, you know, Kalila and I always talk about you and Tom,
mm-hmm.
how much we love you guys.
Mm-hmm. Same. We
yeah.
love you
and
guys.
This podcast has been very revealing for me.
Wow.
And I grew and learned a lot. Am I going to change my behavior? Me, my pa. And that's a word that you'll never understand.
Mm.
But we love you.
I love you.
You've
I
done this. You. This is your second time doing the podcast. You're
yeah.
a regular out here.
I love it.
Well, you're always going to be here with us. Okay. At the end of our podcast, we do a thing called Unhelpful Advice.
Yeah.
You know what it is? You've been here before.
Okay.
People email with problems.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna help them answer them. I love this.
Yeah.
I love this.
Uh-huh. Unhelpful Advice with Bobby, Kalila, and Christina P.
Hey, Tiger Belly crew. My name is Noah. I'm 23 and need advice on what to do about my mom. When I was 19, my parents split up after 19 years. At that time, I had the opportunity to move to LA with a group of friends as one of my friend's songs went number 8 in the country.
Wait, hey, say that again?
Say it again, my cough.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was distracting.
When my parents split up after 19 years. At the time, I had the opportunity to move to LA with a group of friends as one of my friend's songs went number 8 in the country.
Oh, wow.
During this time, we were touring, doing label meetings, press run, things like that. It was like I almost made my dreams come true. During this time, I couldn't enjoy and live in the moment, dealing with the daily texts and calls from my struggling mom that also is mentally ill and suicidal. Mm. 2 years later, there was no other option. I had to move back home and get a job to support my mom and pay her bills. After about a year, she sold her house and started a new path and seemed better, so I decided to move to Florida and continue working on YouTube videos and gaming and living with my girlfriend. I'm now in school to become an EMT / firefighter. Finally, when I feel like my life is getting to the point where I'm happy and reaching new heights, my mom has run out of money again and is about to become homeless, and she threatens suicide almost every day. I just feel helpless at this point. Any advice would be great. Thanks, Noah. I'd love to play Warzone with you, Bobby.
Is that really at the end?
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
And I'd love to play Warzone with you, my friend.
And there we go. He's helping people.
He's helping people. That's a very difficult topic. For me, I'm Korean, and it's, you know.
Yeah, we ride or die till the
end. And no matter what she's going through, you know, she might even have to move in with you to Florida. But that's how we do it.
That's how we do it, too.
Yeah.
Well, we whiteys are like.
Bye.
It's my life, bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is, I think, the correct thing to do.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, because my mom was mentally ill and cray-cray, like sick like that, too, towards the end of her life. And the one difference, though, is that she had married well the second time around, and so she'd gotten a nice settlement from her divorce. Mm. So she was set up financially.
Yeah.
So there was a structure in place for her that I knew she was cared for. So the financial stuff, that's tricky. Had my mother been poor, broke, I don't know. That would be a different... There has to be state programs or some kind of programs to take care of mentally ill people and and your mother's situation. I would look into some kind of public assistance program. I know the problem with mentally ill people as they get older, they don't want to take their meds. They don't want to. It is just a nightmare. You just got to ride it out until the bitter end.
Yeah.
It's just a bummer.
Yeah. It's like when my dad was sick, for 10 years, he had, you know, strokes, couldn't move.
Walk. Oh, my
mom was an in-house nurse, and he, you know, she'd have to dig the shit out of his ass every fucking day because he couldn't have bowel movements. And I forced my brother to Arizona to do it, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, I was in a situation where, you know, I could afford to do that. In your situation, and if I wasn't in the position that I'm in, I don't know how I would have done it. It would have been a far more difficult, you know, task to take care of my dad, you know?
Oh my God.
And so all I can say is this, is you can only do the best you can.
Yeah.
You can't do more than that. Mm-hmm. And if you're the best you can is if you make $1,000 a week, and you can send your mom $50 out of that $1,000, that's the best you can do.
Yeah.
You know, and you can maybe try to find government programs or, you know, things in your mom's town that could help her. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But that's all you can do. It's tough.
That's a hard one. I can't imagine my mom going down that path now. And I you know my mom really well. What would we do
in this situation?
Yeah,
we would do everything we could, but we're in a different position than this kid. You know, we would you know do whatever we could. Like when my brothers had surgery and he didn't have medical insurance, you know, I had to step up and do it.
Surgery,
yeah, it's a drag. Yeah. But you have to do it, you know. And because I love him, and I'm sure you love your mother, but my brother's not mentally ill, or you know, my dad wasn't mentally ill. That's a different. I don't know what that's like.
See, I don't know what it's like to love the family member, like to like them. Like
yeah.
Everybody that's died or had problems in my family have been like, well, they're kind of crazy or they're kind of a shitbag anyway. So I actually haven't lost somebody who I really loved. I loved Brody very much, so that was. You know, him and a dog I lost a year ago. I'm still pretty bummed about. Like,
Yeah, but you could link it up with your children, no? That's the kind of love. You would do everything you could, right?
Are you kidding me?
That's what it is.
Oh. That's what the ends of the earth.
Yeah. Mm. To the end of the earth.
Whatever
it took. And so, but you can only do so much. It, like if you, God forbid, you know, one of your children had a disease they don't really have a cure for.
I know.
I'm not even. But I'm just saying, you would do everything you could to your the best of your abilities.
Yeah.
But there's only so much you can do.
Remember Lorenzo's Oil?
God, that's so old. Wait.
It's Susan Sarandon, where she had a sick child, but doctors couldn't figure it out. So her and her husband concocted this oil that eventually healed him. But that, to me, was like ends of the earth kind of parenting.
Yeah.
And eventually they got like an honorary PhD from whatever university because they came up with a cure for this disease.
Damn. Mm-hmm. I would do that.
That's Lorenzo's
Oil. That's a difficult scenario. What's that?
That's Lorenzo's Oil.
Susan Sarandon, Nick Nolte.
Oh.
That movie was really
I remember that impression
on me when I was really like six. It
sounds like it. Jesus.
My parents wouldn't do that.
No. Do you want to plug anything, buddy?
Plug your butt.
You want to plug your fucking podcast or what do you want to plug?
Wait, would Tom take a plugging to the butt?
No, we're not backdoor types. Oh. Are you guys into butt stuff?
I'm not opposed. I don't want to do stuff, but I'm not opposed either. Like if I had a partner, I just kind of want to do it some because I just know it. He fears my fingers.
Oh yeah, Tom wants me to do butt stuff to him, and he wants me to eat his scrum.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not gonna put my mouth on it.
My butthole is an unsavory situation.
It is.
Why? Yeah. But do you have diarrhea a lot?
I have anal leakage.
Yeah, I would not eat his. No.
It's always crying. Always like weeping a little bit.
Weeping.
So, yeah.
Mom's house and Where My Mom's At podcast for moms. If you guys want to listen to that, a lot of dudes listen to it, which is really funny.
Yeah, you know, I've said this before. I'm going to say this again. One time I saw you, I snuck in. I've said this before. I snuck into the Ice House Annex. You didn't know I was there.
I love the Ice House. I hope
And you were up doing an hour. And I was going to just come see maybe a minute of it. And I was in there for 30 minutes watching you.
Wow, out of the whole hour.
Because I had to do another show next door.
Oh, okay.
In fact, I think I missed my spot next door.
Oh, stop.
I really did.
You're very complimentary.
I remember watching you and thinking, holy shit, she's better than me.
No.
No, but that's what came to my head.
Stop. You're ridiculous. You're,
no, I'm not Mommy. Kidding you. Would you fucking let me fucking say shit? You ripped me apart for the last hour and a half, right? I want to build you up.
I don't want it. I can't take it.
But no, I was watching you and I literally went, you know, wow, she's fucking good.
Thank you.
And then what happened after that was, you know, your husband, Tom, was so nice to me on this tour that we did. He did something so gracious. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know him. And then when I realized you guys were together, I literally thought to myself, wow, what a power couple.
You're so sweet.
So, you know, I've always, you know, we talk fondly of you, even though, you know, you ripped me apart for the last hour and a half.
I'll say something about you guys that I don't feel is my universal feeling towards comics.
Yes.
You guys feel like real people.
Yeah.
When I'm around Bobby or if I'm around a comedy store, things don't feel real. It's like you enter a different dimension of really strange characters.
Yeah.
You guys have been the most grounded, real feeling people I've met around him.
Mm. Yeah, I think we got lucky, like that we found each other. I was just thinking about that. Like, what if I've been having dreams that I'm married to my past boyfriends lately. Like,
me too.
Really?
Oh my God.
Really?
Just during core.
Yeah, just during the core.
Yeah, weird, right?
It's super weird. And yeah, last night I dreamt I was being courted by one of this.
I've been getting those.
What is that? Anyways, I mean, I'm just so thankful that I made the turn with Tom and just went down that path versus like this other guy in college. Because it's just that simple. Like who you marry is the most important decision of your life. And you don't even realize it at the time.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you think that two people getting actually married is important?
You mean, are you asking me if marriage is important?
Yeah.
I personally, yeah. And I was so anti-marriage for so long. And then I did it and I was like, here's why it's important. Okay. Okay. You don't get to choose your family. The person you marry is the one person you chose as family. Mm. And when you make it legal, like that's your ride or die, bro. Something does shift where you can't just walk away. Not that you would when you're not married, but I'm saying like there is something bonding to that of like, dude, we're in it, bro.
Because we've both been kind of anti for most of our lives. But then I'm thinking maybe there's something to it that we're just not aware of that, you know, forms that deeper connection.
It is, because you make that person family by law. Mm. And now you're like, at least for someone like me who I didn't come from a great family, and now I'm married into the Seguras who I love so much. It's been like the best. My only regret in life is I didn't get married him sooner. We dated for 4 years. I should have just married the guy the first fucking minute I met him and had kids sooner and done it all.
Yeah.
Because I just love it and I love him. Now you're going to make me cry, Bobby, talking about my husband.
That's the nicest thing I've ever heard.
Don't look at me like that.
George just got married.
You did? Congratulations.
Last week.
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, how did it go down during the... Oh, you don't have a mic. You can't tell me. Well, congratulations. Well, basically a courthouse. Shh. Yeah.
You're the producer. Shut the fuck up.
That's so awesome. Congrats.
Anyway.
So are we going to have the
marriage? Anywho.
Are we having the marriage talk?
Congratulations to everyone in the room. Thank you for listening to another episode of Tiger Belly. You're one of our favorite guests of all time. Give her a round of applause. Christina P.
Thank you. Thank you so much, guys.
Hello, sleepers. What an episode. For all things Christina P, go to her Instagram at the Christina P and YouTube at Your Mom's House. This week on Tiger Belly Patreon, we will either be releasing a fresh new vlog or an interview with the one and only Jules. The only way to find out what we put out first is by going to patreon.com/tigerbelly.
And that's not being sneaky. We just don't know yet. We're working on both of them.
That's how we operate here at Tiger Belly. Are things planned here, people always ask? No, they're not. We just figured it out on the day of. So thanks, guys. George, who are our sponsors that we want
to
thank?
And thank you to our sponsors, Manscaped, Tushy, and Native. Make playing with your balls the best part of your day.
Oh,
that's why you made me read this part.
Yep.
Get 20% off and free shipping with the code SLEPT20 at manscaped.com.
Join millions of happy Hello Tushy customers right now and have a clean butt with every flush. Go to hellotushy.com/tigerbelly to get 10% off.
And smell better, made better. Make the switch to Native today by going to nativedeo.com/belly and use promo code BELLY at checkout and get 20% off your first order.
Once again, that's Manscaped, Hello Tushy, and Native. So guys, check them out because they are our sponsors and we love them. Also, you can follow everything Bobby at Bobby Lee Live, everything George at George_Kimmel, everything Kalila and those super hot thirst traps at Calamity K. So many of those. So many thirst traps of just dogs and Bobby doing weird things.
Wait, I went to the beach. Let me take my mask off so I don't sound awful. I went to the beach and I did put out some thirst traps.
Yep.
Just on for 24 hours and then they disappear because they're on my stories.
See, guys? I mean, just check them out. Maybe just check them out. Anyway. Okay, guys, they're calculated. All right, guys.
Oh, one more thing. Can I give a shout out to my friend Smriti Mundra for doing Indian matchmaking?
She's the EP.
She did the show.
She's the EP. How do you know her?
Great. Columbia? Columbia, yeah.
Columbia College?
Columbia University in the city of New York, Gilbert.
There we go. Well, guys, we love you so much. Thank you for listening. We will see you next week.